اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm Mehdi. Ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "The Quran is the comprehensive plan of Islam." Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of verses 11 and 12 of Surah Ash-Shura, recited by Sheikh Shahad Muhammad Anwar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. ليس
لَوْمَ قَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran on IRIB English Radio, and what you just listened to was the recitation of verses 11 to 12 of Surah Ash-Shura, recited by Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. And now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. Verse 11. فاطر السماوات والأرض أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاطر السماوات والأرض. The ta in the word فاطر has to be read with the lowest level of تفخيم. The تفخيم is still there. It doesn't mean that we remove the تفخيم. However, the تفخيم is at the lowest level possible. And this is because of the kasra that the ta has. فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If, for example, we had a letter, a word with ta, with an alif al-mad, we would have the highest level of tafkhim. For example, in the word al-tariq, al-tariq, ta, ta, ta is at the highest level of tafkhim there. But here, we have a ta with a kasra, so we have the lowest level of tafkhim. فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The dad, when we stop on it, we have to make sure that there's no qalqala, and the sound of dad is lengthened. The consonant is lengthened a little bit. And this is the istitala of the dad. وَالْأَرْضِ. See, the sound of dad is elongated. جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن أَنفُسِكُمْ. مِّن أَنفُسِكُمْ, we have إِظْهَار of Nun Sakina. إِظْهَار literally means clarification or manifestation. And in practice, it means that Nun Sakina should be read fully and clearly without any deficiency. مِّن أَنفُسِكُمْ. Now, on the other hand, we have إِخْفَى, where the Nun Sakina is not pronounced at all from its own place of articulation. Instead, the place of articulation of the next letter is approximated, and at the same time, a nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. Anfusikum. As you can see, we bring the articulators of fa, the articulators used for pronouncing the letter fa, close to each other. The upper front teeth get close to the lower lip, but they don't touch. They just get really close to each other. And while they're held in this position, a nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا. Now we have إِدْغَام of Nun Sakina مَعَ الْغُنَّ in the phrase أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ. Just remember, every time that you see a letter that has tanween, any word that there's tanween at the end, you should know that there's a rule of Nun Sakina over there. Okay, just like here. أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا يَذْرَأُكُمْ فِي. Again, we have the same kind of idgham. Idgham مع الغنة of Nun Sakina. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير له مقاليد السماوات والأرض. السماوات والأرض. Notice how in the word مقاليد we have تفخيم of قاف, but there's no تفخيم in the word سماوات. We have only letters of ترقيق in سماوات, and in والأرض we have الراء with تفخيم and الضاد with تفخيم. يَبَسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقُدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Finally, the last rule that we have in verse 12 is إِظْهَار of Nun Sakina. Thank you, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segments of this program. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, in continuing our story on the so-called meeting that Sayyid Hibatuddin Shahristani had with a group of scholars, some of them not Muslim, and the verse of the Holy Quran that was recited over the radio that took one of the scholars who was not Muslim aback, and he was amazed by the beauty of this particular verse, the verse being verse number 7 from surah number 28, that is surah Al-Qasas, that talks about the mother of Musa alayhi salam. So anyway, the Sayyid mentions a story that is, you know, very similar to the story we mentioned a couple of episodes back. And when the Sayyid mentioned the story to the scholar, everybody in that particular gathering was very happy with the statement of that young girl who says that, you know, the Holy Quran has not left a single iota for anybody else in terms of eloquence. The eloquence that we seek is completely encapsulated within the verses of the Holy Quran. And when the Sayyid mentioned this, the gathering itself became, you know, quite happy and, you know, were taken aback and were pleased by it, or rather by what the Sayyid had said in the story that he narrated. But anyway, within that gathering as well, there was a particular person who was a friend of that particular scholar who was not Muslim. So as we said, it was a non-Muslim who got taken aback by the verse. The Sayyid mentioned the story of the young girl who was very eloquent in her speech and her interaction with one of the scholars in describing the eloquence of the Holy Quran. So this friend of the non-Muslim who was there at the meeting says that it is true that this verse is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as that young girl is also from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, she just described a particular matter. A particular issue was, you know, said by her, which was what? So that this young girl basically just brought an issue and she explained the Holy Quran, and all she was trying to show is that it is not possible for every person to either speak like this girl or in the same manner as the Holy Quran. Therefore, we see there is a difference here between the girl and the Holy Quran. There's not that much difference in it. It's just a particular verse that needs to be expounded upon. The Sayyid, on hearing this, and that is that the person, rather the friend of this individual who got, you know, very, you know, amazed and very affected by this verse of the Holy Quran, tried to bring the matter down and tried to decrease the influence of the Holy Quran and the eloquence. Therefore, the Sayyid replied to him. And a very beautiful reply the Sayyid gave. Inshallah, in our next segment, we will mention the reply of the Sayyid. Inshallah, until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق